After the attacks of September 11, 2001, the U.S. government began paying more attention to anti-Americanism in the Muslim world, not just among terrorists, but also more generally among the 1.5 billion Muslims living throughout the globe. A panel commissioned last summer by Congress to study America's image among Muslims and Arabs living abroad found hostility toward America is at shocking levels. A report released today by the Advisory Group on Public Diplomacy for the Arab and Muslim World says the U.S. needs to launch a public relations overhaul and rethink efforts to promote U.S. views. The panel was led by Edward Djerejian, a former ambassador to Syria, who also served as Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs in the early 90s. Ambassador Djerejian is also director of the James A. Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University. The ambassador says the panel's report documented a dichotomy in the attitudes of Muslims around the world about the U.S.
There is a high favorable attitude throughout the Muslim world in terms of what the United States represents, democracy, equality of opportunity, etc. At the same time, there is a high negative attitude towards specific policies of the United States, especially those in the region. And the other thing that we found that I think is very significant is that there are daily conversations, discussions, debates going on in the Arab and Muslim world in which we as Americans are not in any significant manner present. For example, one of the members of my group, who is a former television media executive, visited some of the slums, the bidonvilles of Casablanca. And when I asked her, what did you see, she said, we saw our worst nightmare, hovels with no plumbing but with hand-wired satellite TV dishes, picking up a lot of the interpretations of what Americans are about on Arab satellite networks such as Al Jazeera, in which we are not present at the discussion.
But how can the United States become the master of its own image in a situation like that, not just through satellite television, but also dealing with some of the rumors that are spread throughout the Muslim world about America and what the U.S. stands for? How do you counter that?
Well, we are engaged. The United States is engaged in a major struggle to what we call, in our report, to expand the zone of tolerance and to marginalize the extremists. And we agree that while the conduct of policy is the primary determinant of success or failure in this struggle, the role of public diplomacy has taken on a critical importance.
Ambassador, when you speak of public diplomacy, tell us what you mean by that.
Public diplomacy is the pursuit of the national security interests of the United States through, one, understanding the audience, two, informing that audience as to the content and context of our policies and values, three, engaging that audience in a discussion about ourselves and them, and ultimately influencing that public opinion. This is a struggle for people's minds.
In some ways, you're talking about image, but you're also talking about American policies and how these policies are presented in the Muslim world. But if your policies are unpopular, which they are in certain cases, particularly in the growing conflict in the Middle East, how do you mend fences and build bridges in that case?
Well, policy is obviously the most important instrument of promoting America's national security interest. Public diplomacy is the other 20%, if you will, of how America conveys the context and the content of its policies and values. Now, I think in the context of policies, if you look at, for example, the gamut of U.S. policies, major policy thrusts of the United States and the Middle East, there's nothing to be apologetic about. I mean, we are for conflict resolution. We play a major role in Arab-Israeli negotiations. The specific nature sometimes of our policies toward that conflict are highly criticized by the people in the region. But overall, what we're talking about is the key role that the United States plays in an Arab-Israeli Kashmir or other conflicts. Two, we promote political participation and democratization. That is a principal foreign policy goal. We're for human rights. We're for the rights of women. We're for a whole gamut of principled American positions that if we have a more effective public diplomacy, we'll be able to put our policies and our values in much better context. And we're simply not doing it effectively enough.
Ambassador Jarigian, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
Ambassador Jarigian is the former Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs, and he led the advisory group on public diplomacy for the Arab and Muslim world.